So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Machrim Adam Mitzayna Ume Bekaru Ume Avadov Ume Shevches Vekananim Ume Steach Uzase. A person can donate a cherim only from a portion of the following eligible items: sheep and cattle, non-Jewish servants and maids, or an ancestral field. However, Vim Hichrim Es Kulam, Einu Machramim Divri Belazer. Blazer says if he donated a cherim of everything of even one type, the cherim is not effective. He must leave something of that category for himself. Blazer ben Azariah adds, Maim Ligavoye Einod Mishor Lachim Kol Nechasov. It is forbidden for one to give away all his assets, even for a mitzvah. Certainly one should be careful with his assets and not spend them on ordinary things. The Gemara explains the distinction between them lies in the halacha of Be'usha Hiskinu, Hamavazviz al Yavazviz Yesim Chemesh. A generous person should not disperse more than one-fifth of his assets to tzedakah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah accepted this takana, therefore he mentions that a person should be careful with his assets. While Rabbi Elazar did not accept this takana, and a person may give away even more than one-fifth as long as he holds on to some of his assets. And the source of this halacha is in the following pasuk in Parashat Bechukai. Ach kol cherem asher yachem ish la'Hashem mikol ha'sholoi me'adam ubehema u'misteach uzase. The letter Mem teaches mikol ha'sholoi v'loi kol ha'sholoi. One shall donate a cherem only a portion of each category of his assets, but not everything in that category. Me'adam v'loi kol adam, only some of his servants, but not all his servants, even though he retains other types of assets. Me'behema v'loi kol behema, only some of his livestock, but not all his livestock. Mesteachuza, beloy kol steachuza, only some of his fields, but not all his fields, even though he can be a sharecropper in the fields of others. And the exclusive word ach teaches, vim hechrim es kulam enu mechram. If he did donate an entire category, the cherim is not effective. Zak de Mishnah, machrim benayu bita ba'abdi v'shevchasei hu ivrim estei meknasei enu mechram. A person who donates a cherim from non-eligible items, such as his son or daughter, or his Jewish servant or maid, or a board field, the cherim is not effective. Because a person cannot donate an item that he does not own. And as the Gemara explains, the source is in the previous pasuk. Ach kol cherim asher yachem ish la'Hashem mikol ha'sholoi ma'adam u'behema u'misteach uzase. There's a mamatzin, a comparison from behema to other haram. Just like a behemoth is something that he can always sell, so to a cherim is only effective from an item that he can always sell. While these items cannot be sold, and even bita, he can only sell her while she is a katana, but once she becomes a naira, she cannot be sold. The Mishnah proceeds with the machlokes. Yehuda holds that kahan v'levim ein machrimin. Kahan v'levim cannot donate a cherim. Or Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Hakahanim ein machrimin, shacharam and shalahem. The Kohen cannot donate a cherem because since they are the recipients of cherem, the Kohen immediately requires his cherem. While the Levim machrimim sheinah cherem shalahen, the Levim can donate a cherem because they are not the recipients of cherem. And the Gemara explains the machlokes regarding Levim as follows. Yehuda holds a machrimim karka. A Levi cannot donate a cherem from his land because the pasuk states, ki achuzas oilem hilahem. The land of the Levim must forever remain in their possession. And a machrim metalfim, Levi cannot donate a cherem from movable objects either, because the pasuk states mikol ha'sholoi u'misteach uzase. This is a hekesh, a comparison from karka to metalfim, that just like a Levi cannot donate karka, he cannot donate metalfim either. Or Rav Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a machrim in karka because of the pasuk ki achuzas oilem hilahem. But Rav Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and holds machrim in metalfim, a Levi can donate a cherem from movable objects because he does not expound the hekesh, and because she'ena charam shalahen, they're not the recipients of charam. The Gemara proceeds with the following ruling of Reb Chiya bar Ovin. Hechrim metatlin, noisin l'chol kohen sheyirtze. A person who donated a cherem from movable objects can give it to any kohen of his choice. Because the pasuk states, kol cherem b'Yisrael l'chol yeh. And as Rashi explains, la'arn kamalei rachmona, v'chol zar b'chlal. Every kohen is included. While hechrim sedaisiv, noisin l'kohen sheba'isim mishmer. If he donated a cherem from land, he must give it to a kohen whose shift is currently performing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, because there is a gezeira shava of the word l'kohen. The pasuk of cherem of a field states, kesteach cherem l'kohen tiach uzase. And the pasuk of gezla ger states, ha'ashem hamushav l'ashem l'kohen. And kane Hashem v'nosn l'kohen shabayis mishmer. The money of gezla ger is given only to a kohen whose shift is currently performing the avodah, because the pasuk concludes with milvad el ha'kipur mashiachaber bayolov. The money is given to the kohen who brings the karban ashem. The Gemara concludes, however, that Reb Chiya bar Ovin's halacha is subject to the previous machlokes, and it concurs only with Reb Shimon, who holds loy mekshinim metatli lekarkais. We did not expand the hekesh from metatlin to karka. Therefore, only karka is given to kohen shabayis mishmer, while metatlin is given to any kohen. While according to Reb Yehuda, who holds mekshinim metatli lekarkais, we do expand the hekesh from metatlin to karka. Both karka and metatlin are given only to kohen shabayis mishmer. The Gemara continues, sada hayitz lekahan b'yevul noisne lemishmer shepoga b'yevul. A steachuza that was consecrated and then redeemed by someone else goes to the kohen whose shift was on duty when the yebel year begins. And poga by b'shabbos noisin l'mishma hayetzi. If the yebel year begins on Shabbos, when the shifts change, the steachuza is given to the outgoing shift, because as Rashi explains, shebeshusa hischel hayevel emesh, the yebel starts the night before when this outgoing shift was on duty. And the Gemara brings a proof in the following brayse that we go according to when yebel starts. The 2 years of Shemitah and Yevil both take effect simultaneously, in that the Shemitah cancels all loans, and the Yevil releases a sold Steachuza back to its owner, because Shemitah takes effect when the year ends, and Yevil takes effect when the year begins. And therefore, both are Meshama during the Bein Hashmashes between Shemitah and Yevil. As the Gemara explains, the source for Shemitah B'Seif is in the Pasuk, Miket Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah. Shemitah takes effect at the end of the 7th year. And although Yevil begins on Yom Kippur, the 10th day of the new year, this braisa of Yevil b'tchilasai is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shabich ben Bereka, who holds Yevil chayam Rosh Hashanah. Yevil takes effect on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the new year.